Trains carrying crude oil from the Bakken region of North Dakota have exploded, derailed, and spilled in other parts of the country. And with more of them servicing refineries and ports in the Northwest, politicians in both major parties are gearing up for action in 2015. KUOW's Earth Fix reporter Ashley Ahern takes a look at what's in store.
Those black pill-shaped train cars you may have noticed rolling by lately? Yeah, there are more of them, and politicians are taking note as well. Rob Duff is a senior policy advisor to Washington Governor Jay Inslee.
This issue is here and now. I mean, we are dealing with trains carrying Bakken crude over our rail lines, a significant amount and really a rapid increase by anybody's standards.
Right now, oil that comes into the state by ship pays a tax of 5 cents per barrel that goes to spill response and safety. Not so for oil that arrives by rail or pipeline. Governor Inslee is planning to introduce legislation that will tax oil that arrives by those routes and charge more per barrel. In Oregon, Governor John Kitzhaber is considering a similar proposal. Inslee's legislation will also call for more inspections of tracks and trains and could force oil and rail companies to share more information with first responders and communities in Washington. Republican State Senator Doug Erickson says oil and rail companies should share more information, but there's a limit.
If people are looking for real-time notification of every train moving through their community, we won't have that happen.
Rail companies already transport hazardous materials like chlorine through the state, and they're not required to report that information to local leaders and responders. So Erickson says trains carrying oil shouldn't be treated any differently. Darcy Nonnemacher is the legislative director for the Washington Environmental Council. She believes that politicians will put aside their differences on the oil train issue and get something done in 2015.
There's more unity amongst Washington communities than I've seen in a long time, frankly, around the need for urgent action on oil spill prevention and oil transportation safety. So I think that gives me optimism that we can actually move something this year and pass something.
A report from the State Department of Ecology said that by 2020, the number of oil trains moving through Washington could increase to more than 7 times what it is today. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.